And I was asked to lead off and address that topic more from a theological standpoint than from a biblical standpoint. However, our topic today is, can a man be saved by faith alone? And it's my sense that this topic is better dealt with by us staying very close to the Scripture and dealing with it biblically versus theologically. So my tack today is going to be, in the time that I've got, to take you deep into the Scripture and show you what the Scripture says on this topic. And it certainly is a topic that is worthy of our attention today. Now, before I begin, I want to ask you two questions and just have you ponder these in your own heart before we begin. The first question is this. If you were to die today, how sure are you that you would go to heaven? If your life ended today, how sure are you that you would go to heaven? And secondly, if your life did end today, and you were to stand before God and He were to ask you, why should I let you into heaven? How would you answer that question? If you did die today and stand before God and He said, why should I let you into heaven? How would you answer that question? Well, 95% of people, when asked that second question today, would say because of their goodness that you should let me into heaven, because of my good works. And 5% of people today would answer the question by saying, because of my faith in Jesus Christ, not because of anything that I've done. Now, I think that question sort of frames the debate today, because the question we're asking today is not that a man can be saved by faith, but the operative word in our question is, can a man be saved by faith alone? So the question is, can a man be saved by faith without good works, or are good works necessary to our salvation? That's how I understood the debate and what we'll be looking at today. So what I want to do is, in my first presentation, is to take you into the Scripture and express before you as much as I can from the Scripture itself how God speaks to this issue. And the first thing I want you to see from the Word of God today is the linkage that exists, the very clear linkage that exists between faith and salvation. Can a man be saved by faith? Well, let me give you just a few verses that suggest that he can. Jesus said to the woman in Luke 7, verse 50, your faith has saved you, go in peace. In John 3:16, Jesus, being quoted here, said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Another verse from the Gospel of John says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, having been saved or justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. Acts 16:31 says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. And Romans 1:16 says, the righteous man shall live by faith. If the righteous or saved man can live by faith, then it's obvious, or it should be at least to me, that he is saved by faith. Now, given the fact that the Scripture is relatively clear on this question of that a man can be saved by faith, now let's look at what the Scripture says about good works, because that's kind of what we're asking. Can a man be saved by faith alone or by faith and good works? Well, let me encourage you to realize that good works are commended in the Bible. Good works are commended in the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be prepared for every good work. John 14:12, Jesus talking says, truly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Matthew 5:16 says, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Colossians 1:10 says, so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, bearing fruit in every good work. Titus chapter 2, verse 7 says, show thyself a pattern of good works. Titus 3:1 says, remind them to be ready for every good work. Now, having seen from the Scripture that faith plays a central role in salvation, and that the Bible clearly encourages and emphasizes the role of good works. Now the question is salvation based upon faith apart from works? Or what role does good works play in salvation? That's the thought behind the question, can a man be saved by faith alone? In other words, without good works. Now let me also suggest to you today, from the Word of God, the Bible teaches that a man is saved by faith and faith alone. Romans 3:28 says, "For we maintain that a man is saved or justified by faith apart from the works of the law." Romans 3:20 says, "By the works of the law no flesh shall be saved in his sight." Romans 4:5 and 6 says, "But to the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is reckoned as righteousness, just as David also speaks of the blessing upon the man to whom God reckons righteousness apart from works." Romans 10:3 says, "For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." Romans 11:6 says, "But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace." Galatians 3:11, "Now that no one is justified by the law before God is evident, for the righteous man shall live by faith." And then Titus, it says, "He saved us not on the basis of works which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit." Now the third part of my presentation in these initial remarks is that a man is saved by faith apart from the works of the law, and I believe that I've just suggested to you that there's ample biblical basis for that. Now, if a person is saved by faith apart from works, how then do good works fit into the picture of one's personal relationship with God? And let me direct you to a single passage of Scripture that I believe ties it all together. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Now notice that this passage mentions faith, grace, and good works, and ties them all together in the following way. It says that by grace we have been saved. Grace is central to our salvation. It says we're saved through faith. It is a gift of God. And notice that it says we are not saved of ourselves or by works that we have done. Clearly delineating here that nothing in and of ourselves nor any works that we've done have any saving merit before God. And then it goes on to say, however, that though we're saved by faith apart from works, we are saved unto good works. Verse 10 says, "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." So let me conclude my initial presentation by putting it this way. Jesus Christ is the source or the bedrock of our
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio on WTMR 800, Camden, Philadelphia. Welcome to What the World Needs Now. It's our healing day of prayer, and we invite you to join us to call in and give us your prayer requests. God's Word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Altschuler, along with Dr. Anton, and we are on the first Friday of the month in the People's Hour of Prayer. Welcome, Anton.
Hi, thank you, Mike, for inviting me back again, and hope you listeners out there are ready to give us a call for any kind of prayers or, intercessions that you'd like us to have. So we're raring to go. Mike, so how are you doing?
I'm doing good, and we are, I think it's, what's really nice is I feel very, very inadequate now, and that's always the best time for Jesus to work through me and through us, right? When we feel inadequate, but with Jesus, anything is possible. So I look forward to the healings and the miracles that Jesus, through his Mother Mary and the Trinity, wishes to bestow upon all our listeners. How about if we start with a prayer? Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you for being our Lord and God, and it's so wonderful to be able to continue to praise you and celebrate this Easter season. I can see why now it's 50 days. You need that long to celebrate. It's such a magnificent thing. And Lord Jesus, we pray that your most Holy Spirit will descend upon Anton and myself in a special way and on all our listeners and over the radio waves and touch hearts and all so that there can be physical, emotional, or spiritual healing for your people. And Lord, we know that you know what's best. Lord Jesus, in your name, Jesus, we bind and cast away Satan, any evil spirits or distractions that might be trying to interrupt this airwave or the listeners on their side. So it's a free, clear, clean, and open, open airways to do your healing power. And we praise you and thank you in advance. Amen.
Amen.
Well, for you listeners, Dr. Anton and myself have been on the radio quite a few times together. And believe it or not, we first met at the Innistein dinner a couple weeks ago. And it was kind of nice. We knew each other spiritually and prayerfully, which is the best way, but we got to see each other physically, and that was kind of neat, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. It was just by happenstance that, I was just wondering if you're going to be at the same dinner I'm going to honor Kathleen McCarthy and her Innistein Radio Network, and so, yeah, it was great to meet you there, finally. I already know you and by talking all this time on the radio, but also offline on the phone, and so we're just like brothers, and so it was just easy to see you and just to pick up from where we left off on programs or just talking on the phone. It was great.
And that's such a great thing, which is so true. And for our listeners, isn't it when you are around brothers and sisters in Christ that you can kind of get through the small talk in a way and talk about the important things. And the greatest person who was great for avoiding small talk was Jesus, really. He got to the point in a loving way and maybe with a word or two. But so we pray, Lord, that you will use our lips to say your words today and your healing powers and guide us with our listeners. The phone number for folks calling in is 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. And the purpose of this Friday is certainly this hour is really the people's hour to call in for prayers and intercession. We have three or four prayer requests already, but I thought that I'd start out with today's gospel reading with that. If you have in front of it, Anton, you can say it, but...
Sure. Okay. And so this is for today, Friday. It's first Friday, everybody. Again, it's the May, and this month is dedicated to Our Lady. And so this is the Gospels. It's from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Wow.
All right.
What sticks out to you in that?
on this, you know, when it starts off here, when Jesus says to disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled," it's actually good to know what just happened right before that. Like, why is he trying to calm them down? Well, this is where they were, you know, at the Last Supper, and Peter had just said that he's willing to die for Christ, and then Jesus says, you know, that you're going to betray me three times before the cock crows. And so that was a big downer to hear that, you know, just imagine, you know, and everybody's like, uh-oh, gulp, what do I say now, you know? And then so Jesus starts off and tells them, don't let your hearts be troubled. And so he's giving them reassurance. And so that's how he is. He knows our hearts. We're troubled. They just heard some bad news that, you know, Peter is going to betray him and even pointed out, like, what time that's going to happen and how is it going to happen to make sure that they know it's a prophecy. And we all know he did. He didn't betray him before the cock crowed in the morning time like that. And but the good news was that he's going to prepare a place for them and that they have faith and he, meaning that they're going to make it to heaven. So they just got some great news that even though Peter is going to betray him and the others would too, except for John, that they're going to have a place in heaven. And so that he said he's not going to mention this unless he really does have a place for them. And so they have this, you know, moral assurance that they're going to make it. That's great. And the funny thing is also that Thomas, you know, is that something that he says, which way do we go? How do we know? He's just so honest. He just didn't realize, well, how do we get there? What's the way? And then Jesus had to, you know, just tell it to him straight that he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life.
Amen. I think for our listeners, sometimes when we read the Gospels, we're reading it as it's Jesus then, but it's Jesus now too. And this is the same Jesus that is really wishes to heal all of us and all our listeners. And I think if we have any listeners, I know this week, usually on Wednesdays I take communion to a friend of mine who's got Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, and it keeps getting progressively worse. And I read this reading to him, and he's getting to a really good spot where I can tell he's got this relationship with Jesus. You know, first there was a lot of anger and bitterness and all, but as it seems like his faith keeps increasing as his different facilities keep decreasing and all, you know. So how comforting it is for anyone with ALS or a disease where you have a pretty much, we all have a finite number of days in our lives, but it's a shortened time schedule that you're kind of pretty aware of with those things. And we might have listeners who might have a terminal illness or whatever. But the point, what Jesus says, and he says so well here, is do not be afraid. I have a place for you, and I've been there, and I'll show you the way, the truth, the life. And that's so comforting, and it's for all of us, but sometimes we lose track, I think, that this is that Jesus, and we have listeners who are broken. They're whatever, it's physical, mental, emotional illness, and it kind of, you know, we all been there where you're in this pit and you're like looking up going, there's just no hope, there's no future. But what Jesus is saying is, I'm here with you now, and I'm going to be with you in the future. And I believe he's saying basically, the best is yet to come.
Amen.
Heaven is so indescribable. So while it was a kind of difficult situation, and talking with my friend, it came out so smooth. And I said to him, his name's Mike, I said, Mike, I can tell looking at your eyes that you get this and you're right on board and you're thirsting for Jesus. And just remember it in the next week when you fall down and your wife's not around, nobody can pick you up and you have to wait till she sees you to move. I mean, that's such a difficult thing. Or the voice is starting to go. He's already in a wheelchair. And, it's like all of our listeners, no matter what it is you have, what illness, this is the same Jesus who makes this promise where he will be with us, and he has a place for us already in heaven. So let's get to know him better now. Let's trust him now and make it a little easier. Let him help us carry our crosses in life, because we're all going to have crosses whether we like it or not, and it's a lot easier to have it with the help of Jesus going through that, isn't it, Anton?
Yes, great point there. And the thing is, though, even though, remember Jesus, he was, when he carried his cross, on that Via Dolorosa, the way of the cross, he needed help, right?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And that's Simon the Cyrenian. So in the same sense now, there's, Jesus wants to help you, and all the listeners there who are also, it seems like it's overburdening, overwhelming, I should say. And he, God will send you a Simon like the Cyrene who helps him. And Jesus will also help you with your cross. And he actually tailor makes your cross, believe it or not.
Hmm.
I don't know, Mike, have you ever heard this story about, there's this a person that was complaining of their cross? Did you hear that when Jesus,
I have,
he was
but
talking,
what you repeat,
I mean,
it
was actually a housewife talking to our Lord, complaining to the housewife. Did you ever hear that story?
I did, but run through, repeat it for the air, because you're a lot better storyteller than me.
Yeah, no, but just real quick. It's an old story. It's not mine. It's just, I just heard it many, many years ago. But supposedly there was this housewife complaining to our Lord that her cross was worse than anybody else's. It was just too much. And so the Lord said, well, what do you want me to do? He says, well, I want to exchange my cross for a better one, a lighter one. And then so the Lord decided to honor her request and took her to a room, and the room it was just filled with crosses, big 6-foot crosses with these, 4x4 beams. There was these other 3-foot crosses and 2-foot crosses, 1-foot crosses, of various, wood or metal or, various ivory, different types. And then she came across one that was like very minuscule, like less than an inch, and made of like toothpicks.
Mm.
And she said, this is the cross that I want.
Mm.
And the Lord said, you sure? I said, yes. Well, that actually is your cross. So of all the crosses in the room, what she didn't realize, what she picked up was the easiest cross in the room, and she didn't know it. So many times, what this says is, many times we think ours is the worst, but when we compare to others, and we'll see that really they actually had it more so. And what happens is people didn't realize that they had the worst cross. Look at some of these great saints, right? They never complained. And it's only when they died that you found out they had a cancer or tuberculosis or whatever, very hard, problems breathing or so forth. And so they were just a hero and not making it known. But again, I'm not telling anybody out there not to say you're hurting. Of course, if you're hurting, you need help. But just sometimes what the Lord gives, he tailor makes it to what is best for us.
Amen. And he will be there every step of the way with us to help us carry that cross when it gets too heavy. And that's the key. I think to our listeners, you're not alone. Jesus right. is with you, and never lose faith or lose hope. Well, we had a couple of people call in, Anton. We perhaps can go over two at once with this one. We have Denise who called in looking for a complete healing of breast cancer, and then an anonymous caller called in about lung cancer. So perhaps we can start with a prayer with for their healing for cancers, I guess, huh?
Sure, yes. Yes, and so also, since this is for, you know, people with cancer, specifically for Denise and Anonymous, who has lung cancer, you know, out there we have a mutual friend who has uterine cancer. Mm. We also ask for her prayers as well, Kim. Mm-hmm. But then there are others out there, too, that are suffering from cancer as well. And so we invoke our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you're the divine healer and consoler. We come to you as Denise and Kim and others who are struggling with cancer, and Anonymous who's struggling with lung cancer. We ask you for complete healing from them, if it be your will, O Lord. We trust in your loving presence and your healing power. Give them the grace and the strength to accept this sickness, and also at the same time to still stay hopeful for any miracle that you would like to do in their life, and help alleviate any of their anxiousness and fears when they are in pain. Comfort them, heal them of any abnormal or cancerous growth, and stop them, these cells, from spreading. And if they did already, Lord, help let them disappear without any need of chemotherapy, without any need of radiation therapy, Lord. You are more mighty than all the medicines in the world combined. And help them overcome feelings of any anger or frustrations with any of the doctors or nurses or family members or other friends and people who may be getting them upset for whatever reason. Deliver them from any hopelessness or negative thoughts. Jesus, please walk with them through these most difficult times. Restore Denise, restore Kim, restore Anonymous, and all those others who are suffering from cancer. Help them through, and so they can have a wholeness of their body and mind and spirit, and give them your peace. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anton. Thank you. And we have, I want to give out the phone number again. We haven't any phone call, any callers yet, but number 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will touch you and give you that holy boldness if you're being prompted to call and ask for prayers. Because a lot of times the prayers are what you're being prompted to call about for yourself or a loved one is also for others. And the Holy Spirit's kind of can use us to touch on these different things.
Yes. You know, I wanted to just read a short little scripture verse from Luke chapter 5, verse 12 to 14. And this is about the leper. And so it's just real quick. Okay, Mike?
Sure.
So it says, a leper, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and implored him. Sir, he said, if you want, you can cure me. Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, of course I want to. Be cured. And the leprosy left him at once. Mm. So the Lord wants to cure all of us, if that be his will. But he knows what's best, whether we should be cured of any mental illness, emotional problems, physical, or not. Or he really wants our soul to be healed. He knows what's more important. So some of you out there who don't get healed, it doesn't mean that he didn't heal you some other way. Maybe there's some sin in your life that he wants healing, or some relationship that he wants healed instead. And your suffering is a way to help, you know, actually make this relationship recover. So it seems odd, but the Lord knows what's best. So just keep open to the miracle, but at the same time, there's such a thing called redemptive suffering, that like that's what Jesus is. He suffered to redeem us. And so you can also help those in need by with your suffering. Mm. All right, Mike, Amen. Your thoughts.
Amen. There's no question about that. When you were speaking, what came to me through the Spirit is we perhaps can say some prayers for those suffering from anxiety and fear and discomfort. If we could, I think there's listeners who are going through anxiety and fear and they're missing the peace of Jesus. So perhaps if we can, how about if we say a prayer along those lines?
Sure. Yes. Well, one prayer that I'd like to share, and some people know about it. You know, I learned this unity prayer. It's from Father, you know, I don't know who created this specifically, you know, as far as, you know, it was Jesus giving this to Elizabeth Kindleman, but I don't know who put this on a card. Mm-hmm. I forgot her name. And when you see this card with the unity prayer on it, it's shaped like a chalice, okay? And it's okay. Beautiful. And that's the person who I know this Jesus gave it to, this person, I mean, Elizabeth Kindleman. But I know Father Blunt likes to talk about this, and he says that it has helped people with anxiety and depression.
Okay.
So I share this with you. So it has cured people right off the bat. And I know somebody who specifically, when we got to pray this with them, they got healed after 10 years of having anxiety, depression, and all the doctors been, you know, helping them and giving them medications. And after praying this prayer just once, they were able to be totally healed. It was incredible.
Amen.
That I was able to witness that and see that. So I'm going to read this out loud, and any listeners out there, please try to pray along if you can. I'm going to say it really slowly. Mm-hmm. My adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together. May our hands gather in unity. May our hearts beat in unison. May our souls be in harmony. May our thoughts be as one. May our ears listen to the silence together. May our glances profoundly penetrate each other. May our lips pray together to gain mercy from the eternal Father. Amen.
Amen.
And we ask you, we, adorable Jesus, we ask you for any of those listeners right now who may be suffering from anxiety, depression, or they have a loved one who's suffering from anxiety or depression. We ask you to heal them, to get rid of any of those evil spirits, Lord Jesus, in your name, to help them get that away so they will have peace of mind and heart. We thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. And that's such an important thing that that's a powerful prayer, seeking to dispel those spirits that just want to pull people down and get us away from the communication with Jesus. And that, and during that prayer, you could feel, our listeners felt the same way. You could feel the simpleness, the closeness of Jesus. And that's where he wishes all of us to have that personal, peaceful relationship with him. That's his gift to us. He's a gift to the world, but to each of you, the listeners. It's you are not, no matter how you feel, you might not feel like you're worthy. You might be anxious about things, depressed. Jesus wishes to heal you, and that prayer was for you. Amen. Thank you, Anton.
Sure. Yes. Well, again, many times the Lord knows that we need not fear, and that's what he wants to tell us. That do not be afraid. And remember Pope John Paul, his first words when he took the papacy,
mm-hmm.
right? He said, do not fear. And that's what happens. We end up being forced to do things that we don't want to do because the devil and his minions try to scare us. And then it's like as if we got a gun pointed at our head, and then like we're forced to do it, but we don't want to do it because we're so scared. So this is why we reach out to the Lord, that he's the one that actually the demons and all the bad angels are scared of him. And especially the Blessed Mother. This is her month. So when we call upon the Blessed Mother, they're going to, those evil ones are going to just start fleeing because she comes around.
Mm. Amen. Amen to that. We did have a caller call before named Matt, who's praying for healing for medical issues. So that's a pretty broad request, but he's asking the right person in Jesus for that, right? So, Anton, if you want to lead this prayer.
Sure. Well, Matt, we thank you for having the courage to call us here, and thank you for listening. We ask our Lord Jesus, who is the divine physician, to help you in particular with your medical issues. He knows your heart and your soul, Matthew. He knows what you're going through and knows how you can be healed. First and foremost, your relationship with him, and once you help, you release any of those fears about anything that's bothering you in your spiritual life, your physical life, your medical issues would also be healed as well. And so we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to descend upon Matthew and help him and heal his body, mind, and soul in all his needs right now, whether the medications he has to take, any side effects that are happening with the medications, any upcoming surgeries, and the doctors and the nurses who are taking care of him. Help them solve his medical issues and so he can be cured of his diseases or conditions and be able to rejoice in the healing and be able to proclaim your name, knowing that you did this, Lord, in your name, because you are almighty and all powerful. You've cured the leper when you asked him, what would you want me to do for you? Well, Matthew is asking you, Lord. He asked for healing, and you can do it, Lord, because you are almighty and all powerful. And we ask you in your name to help heal Matthew and his medical issues. Thank you, God.
Amen. And we also pray for the intercession of St. Matthew to pray for Matt with that. And Matt, you're in some of the European countries, they call it a name day. When the name, the feast day of the saint, if you're named after him, that's your name day. And some of the countries celebrate that more importantly than a birthday. So, Matt, your job's going to have to be to look up the feast day of St. Matthew, or we could look it up for you. In fact, maybe during the break I can look it up, certainly easy enough. And that'd be your name day. But it, also, don't forget, you're not alone, and you're named after a great apostle in Matthew and gospel writer. And Anton, we're going to have to take a break now, and I'm getting the signal, so we will be right back after a commercial break. All right?
Yep.
Thanks.
Amen.
This is Pat Lally. I have been a faithful listener of In His Sign for almost 9 years. So it is with much gratitude and appreciation in my heart that I reflect on how my life has been blessed through this beautiful anointed ministry. I personally have been the recipient of many answered prayers and healings, not only for myself, but also family and friends. You have been called, Kathleen, to speak all over the world, and wherever God sends you, the Holy Spirit uses you in amazing ways to touch the hearts and lives of God's hurting people through your extraordinary gift of healing. God bless you, Kathleen.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. we have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Okay, well, we are back. I'm Mike Altshuler along with Dr. Anton on the People's Day of Prayer from 5 to 6 p.m. So we have another 28 minutes of allowing the Holy Spirit of our God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit to descend and heal our listeners. Huh? What a great opportunity. Right, Anton?
Amen. Yes. You know, on the break there, there's two things I wanted to say. I did look up the feast day, St. Matthew's, and that's September 21st. So, Matt, if you're still listening, that's your birth date.
Name day in Germany, they call it Namenstag. I have a friend told me that, and so it's Namenstag or name day. So isn't that
awesome?
That's kind of a great thing. So all of our listeners, your homework is look up the saint, their feast day, and you have a new wonderful day to celebrate, huh? And a new companion.
Awesome. Yeah.
You never thought about it, right? How's that?
Yeah. Yes. The other thing that came to mind is, you know, all those listeners out there, whatever disease you may have or ailment, when you go to Mass, you know, of course, I'm assuming you're in grace. That means, you know, you're not in mortal sin, like you didn't break a Ten Commandment. And if you did, make sure you go to confession, because what happens is when you're in grace and you get communion, as you receive our Lord, and our Lord is in your mouth, and let's say you have a heart condition, and as you swallow it, and as the Eucharist is coming down through your throat to your food tube, like passing the area of your heart, then know the Lord can heal you right then and there, okay? Mm-hmm. So, like, imagine that. So whether you have a lung problem and the Eucharist is coming down, you know, as you're swallowing, passing near your lungs, or you have a stomach problem going into your stomach, anything like that, dedicate and talk to the Lord at that particular time, because that is the medicine for your soul. But at the same time, miracles can happen and have indeed happened because of the Eucharist.
Amen.
So please, all you listeners, take advantage of the fact of confession when you're in grace, and then you get communion, that when you receive communion, ask for that grace of healing, and the Lord may do that for you. It actually may take a few days. Actually, I know a story. I won't say which priest in the diocese this happened to, but I know in particular a priest prayed over a young teenage girl who wasn't able to walk that well, and the doctors couldn't figure this out. And this priest prayed over her and promised to do two Masses. And after the second Mass, that person was completely healed. And so it may take a few Masses for this to take effect if it doesn't happen right away. But keep your soul in grace, and that way the Lord is able to work even better, because your soul and your body is clean from sin.
Amen. Good advice. Good advice. And Anton, it's really, and for our listeners, it's kind of something only the Holy Spirit can do. We had two separate callers call in, and they both were requesting prayers for their daughter. And
wow.
We can But because they're different requests, perhaps we can do them separately. But that's how that the Holy Spirit works. So if you think you're getting prompted, you're calling in somebody else, and which means there's other mothers who are requesting prayers for their daughters or sons. So first we'll do the first one. Jackie had called in prayers for her daughter Gina, and it was special intention. Nothing, she didn't say what it was, but a special intention. So if we start with that prayer for Jackie.
Yes. Okay, well, I want to invoke the help of Saint Therese, the little flower. And so, Jackie, I just want to thank you for calling and having the courage also to ask help for your daughter, Gina, for her special intention. And the reason why I'm asking Saint Therese's help is because, you know, she had a bunch of sisters, right, in her life. And they were so close to the point where, you know, her mom and dad became saints and she became a saint. And I think her sister is going to become a saint. And so through all of this, Jackie, maybe you and Gina are going to be saints through all this.
Amen.
So I'm going to read a prayer. And this is from Saint Therese, okay, or for Saint Therese to help Gina in her special intention. O glorious Saint Therese, whom Almighty God has raised up to aid and inspire the human family, we implore your miraculous intercession. We fervently beseech you to answer Jackie's petition to help Gina in her special intention and to carry out your promise of spending heaven doing good upon the earth. Little flower Jesus, give Gina your childlike faith so she can see the face of God in people and experiences in her life that she can see God and love God with full confidence. Help Jackie help Gina. Help them always to believe in you and as you believed in God, that you loved God with so much, and help them imitate your little way every day. And we ask this in our Lord's name through the intercession of Saint Therese for Jackie and Gina and Gina's special intention. God bless. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Saint Therese.
Amen. Amen. And while in between that, I remember there's a deacon I know had asked me if I would mention there's a talk at Malvern Retreat House next Thursday, May 11th, on Our Lady of Good Success. It's at Malvern. There's going to be Blessed Sacrament 6:30, Rosary, and a presentation by Matthew Arnold. So anybody interested, you can contact the Retreat House. It's free, but you need to register. And Our Lady of Good Success is an apparition in Ecuador, approved by the church for 4 centuries. So that was just a little side thing, but let's get on to the prayer. The phone number is 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. And now we have our second prayer. Lisa had requested prayers for her daughter, Hannah.
Is it Anna or Hannah?
Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H, and for body, mind, and spirit. So that's the best kind of prayer, huh? For covering everything.
Well, that's great. You know, now, again, I also want to thank Lisa for having the courage for calling and interceding for your beloved daughter, Hannah, for mind, body, and soul. That's a great prayer right there. And so what I'm going to do is ask the help of Saint Anne, okay? Because, you know, she's the mother of the Blessed Mother. And so we're going to have both saints, Saint Anne and the Blessed Mother, is help for both you, Lisa, and your daughter. So for body, mind, and soul. So we ask you through Jesus' name, Saint Anne and Blessed Mother, that through your lovingness as a mother, to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We know that you are so powerful, St. Anne. And through the Blessed Mother's intercession, we ask you to help heal Hannah from any problems with her mind, body, and soul. Heal her of any physical ailments. Preserve her from any harm or danger in her life. Protect her soul so she will remain in good graces with our Lord so she can get to heaven, and especially during the moment of her death. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to help both Lisa and Anna because of your mother who promised to also help us by enveloping and in protecting them with her mantle. So we ask this in your name, Lord Jesus Christ, and the intercession of St. Anne and Our Lady for both Anna, for both Lisa and Hannah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Anton. And
sure,
we've got 15 minutes left, so any of your callers who are getting, any of our callers who are getting prompted, the number is 610-527-2906, so 610-527-2906. And really, the prompting is might not be just for your intercession, but it might be others who are a little more shy might be getting the mm-hmm. same thing. And that's exactly how the Holy Spirit works. It's touching the body of Christ and all of us, and we're one. We start with a prayer where the airwaves were open and protected, and the Spirit of God is touching each of them, trying to work with through. Hopefully we're open vessels in Anton and myself, but just open vessels to through the Lord Jesus Christ is the healer. And that's all he wishes to do, is heal. And, you know, it brings up a point. Anton and I were talking earlier on the air where when I met Anton physically the first time, we'd talked, known each other for a while. But he repeated again what the doctors had said, where when he had COVID or whatever, there was damage to his lungs, and there's nothing the doctors can do. It's what would the word be called? Not unhealable, or it can't...
Yeah, incurable.
Incurable, yeah. And there's nothing there, and they've tested it, they've done that, and go from there. So what happens is Anton needs the help of a oxygen thing, and it, you know, it certainly restricts his movement. But the point is, and Anton, I hope you don't mind me saying this, I think we talked a little bit before. Mm-hmm. In order for when somebody gets a type of diagnosis and the doctors say there's nothing we can do about it, it can't be healed, you have this condition, you know, it's a permanent condition. Well, that really is the opportunity for Jesus to do a healing, which can be a true miracle. So if any of our listeners, and including Anton, I'll say this prayer, give you a rest for one, because you're going to be hopefully one of the recipients of this, of Jesus' merciful healing, is the point is, for a miracle to take place, it's a great thing to have the factual thing from the medical people saying it's incurable, because the only explanation, and there's been so many miracles with Lourdes and just throughout the world, is that. So sometimes for our listeners, don't look at that you've been determined with an incurable condition. Look at it as an opportunity for Jesus, if it's his will, to prove to the world that miracles do exist, and we're all living miracles. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so we're going to start a prayer. So listeners who, whatever it might be, and that's the beauty of Lord, he uses Anton and myself just as an instruments through prompting us about the guiding the different things. So, Lord Jesus, in your name, we don't know what conditions our listeners have and those you wish to heal today. But Lord, we pray, if it's your holy will, to give each of us the faith, knowing that if you want to have a miracle, which you perform thousands and thousands and thousands in your earthly life and also certainly from heaven, we pray, Lord, that you can touch any of our listeners for a physical, emotional, spiritual healing that is thought to be impossible. We pray, Lord, just to be healed to give glory to you, so that there will be no questioning that it's you, Lord, who did the healing.
Amen.
And Lord, in your name, Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you in advance. And just like it's kind of planting seeds in a field, we patiently wait for these seeds of healing to go through. And it might be now, it might be next week, it might be next year or 5 years, but there will be, with your grace, Lord, we know and trust in you, there will be people healed. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah.
While you were also praying, what came into mind too was, I don't know if other people have heard of a saint by the name of Saint Philomena. Have you ever heard of Saint Philomena?
I have, but tell me.
Yeah, I figure you would. Yes, and so, but our listeners may not have, and I know there is a church actually in Philadelphia named Saint Philomena. But also, I'm not mentioning Saint Philomena because I was born on her feast day. It's the same feast day as Saint Clair. Oh. But I'm mentioning it because, you know, she's the patroness of youth and the innocent. Hmm. And, you know, she's a wonder worker. And so I know the great Saint Saint John Vianney, also known as the Curé of Ars, the person who took care of the city of Ars, that this is somebody that we can ask. So Jackie, if you're still listening, and Lisa, if you're still listening, and Matt, anybody else who's calling or thinking of calling, ask for Saint Philomena's help. Yeah, and she was a virgin and martyr. She's a favored saint for many popes and many people. But the main thing she also helps is people to deal with chastity. And nowadays in our world, people are so unchaste now that it's so easy to see things on TV, internet, on the phone, on billboards, movies, radio, or hear things on the radio and stuff that are bad. And so she helps people overcome those kinds of temptations and evils, but also is a wonder worker. So let me just ask Saint Philomena to help all our callers and all those who want to call, and all our listeners right now, because of her power. So, Saint Philomena, we ask you, Wonder Worker, to perform any miracles and help that you can for our listeners and our callers, Jackie, Lisa, and Matt, and all those who called ahead of time from Dennis and Kim and Anonymous, and all those who want to but are a little bit nervous to do so. We ask your intercession, Saint Philomena, to intercede and on their behalf and obtain graces for them. And we ask this in your name, Lord Jesus Christ, merciful Savior, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anton. Thank you. And we have 10 minutes left for any callers who are thinking about it. 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. And while you were praying, got some certainly some promptings to pray for Father Ralph for any physical, emotional, or spiritual healing. We always can think of this physical healing, but let's say a prayer for Father Ralph and all priests. How's that, Anton?
Yes. Would you like to leave that part since you brought that up?
Sure. Why not? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you and adore you. Lord, we ask you to send down your most Holy Spirit and touch Father Ralph, and any other priests throughout the world who are in any need of physical, emotional, or spiritual healing. Lord, without good holy priests, we cannot get the sacraments. We cannot have the Eucharist. We cannot have the gift of sacrament of reconciliation. Lord Jesus, we ask particularly for Father Ralph, but for any priest, that they can have this physical, emotional, or spiritual healing. And we thank you, and we ask all our listeners to join in this prayer. To really, it's almost like incense going up to heaven with these prayers for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, yes. That came out of also nowhere, but it's good.
No, that's great, because you know what? For our own archdiocese in Philadelphia, we have to also pray for those seven young men on May 20th this year who will be ordained. So on May 20th, that they will be ordained. There's seven, which is a great biblical number, that are getting to be ordained, you know, on this Saturday, May 20th.
Amen. Thank you for mentioning that, and that's certainly a keep in the prayer. You know, there was a thought that came to me this week, and Santon's getting to know them. Sometimes these thoughts come along the way, but does everyone remember? It was last week we had those two or three terrible days of rain. I mean, we needed the rain,
right.
But it was really
rainy
and stormy, and you know, and the temperature. It was stormy, and I think we can look at it, our listeners, that it was certainly stormy. And then we had, I believe yesterday, we had an overcast day. It was kind of cloudy and overcast, but it was sort of getting warm, but it was overcast. And then today, for a lot of the day, the sun was out. But if for each of those situations, I said to someone, hey, the sun's out today, the only one people would agree with would be the last one, which they could physically see the sun. But every one of those days, the sun was out. It was above the clouds. If anybody's been in a plane and it's stormy and you get above the clouds and the sun's shining. So I think it's important to realize as part of our faith journey, that if hearing the story, everyone believes that the sun is out, well, if S-U-N, if we look at it as S-O-N, the sun is out, the sun, Jesus, is out every day. So whether it's the stormy days of our lives or the dreary, boring days of our lives and they just seem like nothing's good happening, or the days when we feel on top of the world. The whole point is the sun is always out and there. Jesus is always there through the stormy parts of our lives, through the dreariness, through the celebrations of our life. And that is so important to realize. And perhaps some of our listeners, when you kind of start thinking about the weather, bring it back to Jesus and think about that. Okay, Jesus, my life's a little stormy right now, the way the weather is, you know, or what about that? And he's with us. And people that say there's not faith, somebody had mentioned the point about if, you know, you can say to somebody, do you believe in gravity? Oh, yeah. Well, can you see it? No. Well, why do you believe it? And then sometimes atheists will say, well, I don't see God. How do I know he's there? Well, we know he's there. And it's just like if someone can believe that gravity exists without seeing it, how can we not give the opportunity to God that he exists and all the beautiful miracles he has? So I think it would be kind of a little food for thought maybe the next month that we want again. Some of our listeners think about it, as the weather changes, it's no different than our lives or our days or our hours. But if Jesus, the sun, is always with us, the sun will always be shining in our life, huh?
That's some great points there. And so, yeah, fantastic. You know, but I like how that you use the word sun, S-O-N, versus S-U-N, and gravity for believing. That's amazing. Great job.
Well, the old Holy Spirit works through this dull mind of mine every once in a while. But I thought, you know what, for listeners, it kind of, it's all about, isn't it, that relationship with Jesus and we're worthy, which brings me to, I believe there's listeners who right now in their lives, they're not really feeling worthy, that they're worthy of the love of Christ or believe in Christ, and they're really in a difficult, dark time. So, Anton, I'm going to ask you if you would not mind praying for those souls that are in that stormy part of their life. How's that?
Yes. And so we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to help all the listeners out there who feel unworthy, that they aren't good enough, or they don't feel loved, or they don't feel noticed, or important, or their boat has sailed for them, or they can't change their life, or they're stuck and there's no way out. Their feet are stuck in concrete and they don't know what to do. Some may be even thinking of hurting themselves or hurting others. So we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, because you are so loving and merciful, to help them not despair, to give them faith, hope, and love, and to know that you love them no matter what they did, no matter what problems they are in, that there is a way out, and that you are always there, willing to accept them and to love them no matter what they did. And they need not fear at all, because you are loving and forgiving, and you can overpower anything that they ever did wrong or that they're ever ashamed of. You accept them who they are, but you also want them to be free from sin, from the shackles of sin. So we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to help all these people in your name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. And Anton, I want to tell our listeners, I don't know if I had said it before, once after receiving communion, I was back to my place. I really had this really personal just vision of Jesus right there. And if each of you could just like visualize it, but he had the deepest, bluest eyes, and it was just love, and just look right through my soul, and you just felt his love and his warmth. And looking in those eyes, you saw the love, but you could also see the depth of the heavens. And that is that Jesus that wants it for you. So each of our listeners, take some time in prayer and visualize that Jesus just looking into the eyes of your heart with that love. Because that's the same Jesus we're going to see in the end of our earthly life, and he's going to bring us into heaven. But let's get to know him now in this time on earth, and make our steps a little lighter while we're doing it. It'll give us the wish to bring others to him and to know him. And that's the greatest gift in the world, isn't it, Anton?
It is.
Sharing the faith.
Beautiful words.
Amen. Well, we have 10 seconds to go. So, Anton, thanks a lot once again. Thank you for our listeners for participating. And we'll talk to you next month. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
beautiful name.